Vayakel Moshe's kol adas b'nei Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu gathered all of the b'nei Yisrael. Vayomer aleihem, and he said to them, Eila hadvarim asher tziva Hashem la'asoy sotsam. These are the things that Hashem commanded to do them. So I mentioned the Medrash last year. I'm just mentioning it again because of an interesting thing I saw about it. The Alkut Shemoni brings down over here, Rabbi Seinu Bali Agoda Oimrim. The Bali Agoda say, from the beginning of the Torah till the end, you don't find any parasha that it says in the beginning by Yaakov, that Moshe Rabbeinu gathered everybody to say them. Only over here. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe, make for yourself great kehillas, great gatherings, and darshan for them barabbas, alohas of Shabbos, so that the future generation should know to be makil kehillas every Shabbos, to go come to the Beit Midrashes, to teach them the Rei Torah, Yisur V'Heter, so that my great name should be praised amongst my sons. So, over here it says, Vayakal Moshe's kol adas b'nei Yisrael, it was to teach us a limud that we, every Shabbos, should get together, we should darshan halachas, should we learn Torah Barabim, and in that way, Hashem's praise is said Barabim. Now, what shayachas does it have to over here? L'chayra, the parsha over here talks about the Beis HaMikdash. The Teretzes, the Mepharshim say, that we still have a Beis HaMikdash today. In other words, we don't have the big Beis HaMikdash where they brought Karbanos on the Mizbeach, but we still have the Beis HaMikdash today. The Beis HaMikdash was a Makam Hashroes HaShchinah. The Haintik Makam Hashroes HaShchinah is the Bata Knesias and the Bata Midrashas. The Mishnah says in Masech Tesavis, Rechalafta Ben Daisa Aymer, Asara Shiyoshvin, Vaiskim Batayra, Shchinah Shruya Ben Ehem. Gemara brings down the Pasuk. How do you know even five people that sit together and learn? Gemara brings down the Pasuk. How do you know even one person? So Liman HaTorah, aside from everything, it's a Makam HaShroes HaShchinah. So Kedavka over here, this is mentioned in the place of the Mishkan, Vayakal Moshe, in the place of the Mishkan, that Bizman HaZeh, throughout the generations, we have places of HaShroes HaShchinah. I saw a very interesting thing. I saw that the Ben Ish Chai used to darshan every single week for 3 hours, right after the Suda, for 3 hours. There was a Beis HaMedrash HaGadol and a Beis HaMedrash Katan. The Katan was a big Beis HaMedrash also, but in comparison to the big Beis HaMedrash, it was called Katan. He used to have every week, he used to darshan to 4,000 people. Even Masik, that was in the small Beis HaMedrash. 4,000 people, if it didn't fit on the inside, you know, they gathered on the outside to listen in. And 4 Shabbos a year, there was the Parshas HaMolech, Shabbos HaGadol, Shabbos Shuvah, what they call Shabbos Kala. He darshan in the big Beis HaMedrash to 10,000 people. And his voice was heard, mamish, out loud, throughout the entire thing. Akedei Kach, his son, when he was lifted, his son took over, Yankiv, he took over and he spoke in a low voice. So they asked him, you know, if he could raise his voice, we can't hear you. He says, when my father spoke, how do you think the Derech HaTeva was shayach for 10,000 people to hear? It's not shayach for Derech HaTeva. No, of course, it was the Shechim Medavar, Mitoy Grinet. That was the only way it was shayach. It was heard throughout the Beis. If 10,000 people could hear a person, and on the outside they could hear him, it was Shechim Medavar, Mitoy Grinet. He said, I'm not able to duplicate that. But with us is Vayakal Moshe, that Asei Lecho Kehillahs, there's an Indian on Shabbos, the Kehillahs should get together, you should dash them for 3-4 hours straight. Today, here in Russia, for 10, 15 minutes, I don't get my sugar. 3-4 hours straight, maybe even more, 10,000 people at a time. 6 days, melacha shall be done. Uvayayman shvi yiyelachem kodesh, Shabbos Shabbos Lashem. The 7th day will be kodesh. So, the main purpose of this parish is to teach us about Binyan Beis HaMikdash. Agav, it teaches us, Sheishas Yom Tiyosim Alokha, Shabbos not. Why did it mention Shabbos over here? To teach you that Binyan Beis HaMikdash is not Deicha Shabbos. But the Iker over here is Binyan Beis HaMikdash. So David Pavarsky, Shiva Ponerviz at Sally, asks a question. So why does the Gemara mention Shabbos? Why does the Pasuk mention Shabbos first? If the Ikkar is based on Mikdash, he should first tell you, Vayakal Moshe's Kolad Nas B'nai Yisrael. He told them all about the Tzivuyim of the Mishkan. And Agav, he'll tell them, so the business end that on Shabbos, he can't do it. But here, the Torah places Shabbos first before Binyan Beis HaMikdash. What's the Pshat? So David Pavarsky says of Pshat, he says, if the Torah would have said Beis HaMikdash first, the Gansa Arichas, and then at the end mentioned Shabbos, but throughout the time that it mentions Beis HaMikdash, we would think that maybe it's Doyle Shabbos because of its importance. Once something enters the mind, and the mistake is there, even if you say, no, don't think that it's Doyle, so it's the business line, it's not Doyle. Or B'Shkia, Kivin the O-O. Once it enters the mind, it's hard to get it out. And who knows what kind of kilkel can come out of it if once it's planted in the mind. So in the mail of the Torah, it avoids the Toys Meikar. Binyan Beis HaMikdash is taki, the most paramount thing. There should be Hashroes Hashchemet. Over the first things, just the business on Shabbos comes first. Once we take away that mistake, now we can go with Beis HaMikdash. But to avoid any mistake, we mention this first. But the Baal HaTurim says a very interesting pshat. Baal HaTurim says that the reason why it said the Inyan of Shabbos first is samuch to what it says at the end of last week's parasha. Last few parashas says, V'rov in a Yisrael as Pnei Moshe, Ki Koran or Pnei Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu's face lit up. So the Torah is telling us that the same way Moshe Rabbeinu was Murim Yikro Ha'am, and it was Koran or Panav, the day of Shabbos, it gives off a light that no other day gives off. That's a special shine about it that you don't find by any other day. It's a different mitzvah. The Yerushalmi brings down, if a shor ha-mu'ed, it's mu'ed to gore during the week, it's not a mu'ed to gore necessarily on Shabbos. Abbas, so he says, because Shabbos is a totally different mitzvah. Shabbos has in it a totally different aura than the rest of the week. It's a different mitzvah. So if in a mitzvah of choyl, a shor is a mu'ed to gore, lav dafka that it's mu'chor that it's going to gore on Shabbos. So if it gored on Shabbos, it only pays chatzin nezek. You don't base it on the mu'ed of during the week.
But if it's Shabbos, then...
No, Shabbos is also not a mood for... It's not a mood for during the week. But anyway, Shabbos is a totally different mitzvah. Shabbos you find with the Sheva brothers. Shabbos is upon them chadashis. Vaisteis, there's a new mitzvah that comes in on Shabbos. So the smichus is between Moshe Rabbeinu and Shabbos. That just like Moshe Rabbeinu was Koran or Bonav, Shabbos gives off a special light. What's the pshat now? The dimin to Moshe. Shad is, the Svarim bring down, there's a Zohar HaKadosh that says that Tzaddikim are called Shabbos. Tzaddikim are called Shabbos. They're B'chinnis Shabbos. What's the Pshad? A Tzaddik that's Oisik in Torah, a Tzaddik that's Dovik HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's a special menucha about him. He's not Oisik in Tavis Olam Hazeh. The gashmius of this world brings turmoil within a person. It brings a lack of menucha. But a tzaddik that's Isaac and Torah in mitzvahs, he's so shakua in the word of Hashem, he's so dovek HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he lives Shabbos, there's a special menucha about him. And even during the week when he has to do things, you know, gashmi is the good things, it's not a chelik of his mitzvahs, it's michutz from his mitzvahs. So tzaddikim and Shabbos, they go hand in hand. Moshe Rabbeinu, when he came down from Har Sinai, he was just mufka from the world. He was totally shakua, didn't eat, didn't drink for 40 days and 40 nights. He was totally dovek in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That brought out a special light. Shabbos has that special light as well. There's no shaykhus to the rest of the world. Tzaddikim are called b'bchinas. They are b'bchinas Shabbos because their life is a totally different thing. I just saw now somebody was writing an article in one of the publications about how Jews generally, their diets do not allow them to be too much in shape. You know, if the Shabbos, the Kikidu, the Tachulim, you add the chopped liver with the schmaltz, then some people eat grievous noch, with all those things, it doesn't lend itself, you know, for a healthy lifestyle. So somebody wrote back, oh, nice in Eretz Yisrael, you find who are the people that are most out of shape, the from a Yidden, and their lifespan is longer than the average regular person in Eretz Yisrael. And they say that the people that study this say, because they're not looking at Hashem, they have a special life that they're dedicated to, and that gives them a special menucha. I'm not advocating over here to live a cholm dike, you know, Shabbos dike yid. No, he's a cholm dike, you know. But Lamaisa, there is something about those people that are Dovah HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It brings out a certain menucha and living for a cause which lengthens the lifespan of a person. And that's the smichas between the Karna or Pan of a Moshe Rabbeinu. We all try and emulate that. And the Inyan of Shabbos over here. By the donations, Grata Aga was talking about tzaddikim being bepchinas Shabbos, the Heilig of Baal Shem. Used to say over a zug, you know, Chazal said, Kol hanagom or the mroya chutz min negei atzmai. First of all, he sees other people's misrayim. Well, the pashtim shot is, Kayin is a lot of seeing the gum of other people, but if it's negei to himself, he's not allowed to be biting the neck, right? So people say, the Velt says over, Kol hanagom or the mroya, he sees other people's negei chutz min negei atzmai. The Baal Shem used to teach, Kol hanagom or the mroya chutz. Whenever you see something wrong on the outside and they showed it to you in a Shemayim, it's a siman, it's minigei atzmai, that thing that you saw someplace else, there's something lacking in you in that particular region. That's the way the Baal Shem used to teach. So one time he saw Chilul Shabbos. He said, oh, she was shaking. He said, Lashitosi, how's a shaykh? I could have seen Chilul Shabbos. That means I'm a Machal Shabbos. And he's baidik and baidik and baidik. He couldn't find until he chapped. He saw the design of the town Chocham and he didn't make a machor. The Zohar HaKadosh says, Tamid HaChachamim al Tabchin of Shabbos, he didn't make a machor. He went to be Meshamash the Pnei Yeshua. Hashem went to be Meshamash the Pnei Yeshua. They had a shaykhus with each other. Right? So I'm saying, well, anyway, that's the pshat. The town Chocham is the Tabchin of Shabbos. By the donations of the Mishkan, it says, V'chol ish ashenim tzi'itoi t'cheles v'argomon v'sayla ashoni v'sheish v'izim. Any man, where it was found by him, blue wool and purple wool, and red wool, and linen, izim, they took from him the doves. By the time when it says, la'atzei shitim, it doesn't say the word v'chol ish. It says, v'chol ashenim tzi'itoi atzei shitim. By all the other materials, it says, V'chol ish, ashenim tzi'itei t'cheilos v'argomen v'shela ashani. By the atzei shitim, it does not say the word ish. So the Meshach Chochm says, a gaval v'gepshat. He says, by all the nedavas of the Mishkan, the reason why it says ish, because you could not take a nedava from a cotton. You weren't allowed to take a nedava from a cotton. Number one, b'derech klal, cotton is not zoichin money. Right? You can't be a bailam on money. Elamai, either he can get a Beirusha, then it's his Midai Raisa. With these some Shitas of Rishonim, if a Gadol is Maknit him, the Das Makna of a Gadol, a Kotten could possess Mammon. But he can't give it over to Hegdish. Right? A Kotten cannot be Makna, and he can't be Makdish. So if he can't be Makna, then it's not going to belong to the Tzibur. Everything that was taken from the Nedavos of the Mishkan had to belong to the Tzibur, and had to be Maknit over. So a Kotten, even if it's been Imtzah that he does possess money through Yerusha, or if somebody gave it to him, a brother gave it to him, but he can't be mocking it over. Memela, by all the materials of the Mishkan, it says, V'chol ish. That has to be ish and not a cup. The Atzei Shittim, though, was different. The Atzei Shittim, the Medrash tells us, when Yaakov Avinu went down to Mitzrayim, he first went to Beersheba. Why did he go to Beersheba? Because he went to uproot the trees that Avraham Avinu had planted specifically for the purpose of building the Mishkan. So this was Benimtzin, or it's just a different family. And even if people had it, it didn't become their own private thing. They were Noyig Kiddushin, because they knew the Chetzilah that was designated for this purpose. So they were Noyig Meikara, that this is Hedda. So it comes out that even if it fell into the Rishus of a Katan, he wasn't Mamash Abayim on it. It happened to be, he was like a Gizbar, that Hedish was in his Rishus. So Ibazo, you didn't need that the cotton should be mocking it over. Meikara, Avraham Avinu and Yaakov Avinu, they designated it for the purpose of Hegdish. Hashalof Yizel, over there it doesn't say, over there it says you were able to accept it from everybody, even from a cotton, because you didn't need the hakno of the cotton. Those look to Meshach Chochme, the very nice deed. By others it says ish, and over here now. V'hanesiyim heviyu eisavnei hashoyam, eisavnei hamiluim, v'eifoy v'lachayishim. And the Nesiyim, they brought the Avnei Shoyam, that's the Avnei Shoyam that were worn on the Kisvei Se'efoid, on the shoulder straps, that had the names of the Bnei Yisrael marked on it, the Eis Avnei Hamiluim, Lo Efoid V'Lachayim. So So Rashi brings down over here behind the Siyim is missing a Yud, Favos. Ulefishin is Asru Mithila, because they were a bit lazy. Nefsera Ois Mishmam. They took out a Yud from their name. Vanasiyim said without a Yud. What was the laziness? It was a Butazach. Rashi right before that said that the Nasiyim, they brought everything last of us. They said, let the B'nai Yisrael bring whatever has to be brought, and whatever is missing will be mamal of that. And because they waited till the end, that's called an atzlus on their part. Every the belt asks the kasha, that's not an atzlus, but it's an atzlus. It was a very noble cheshbon. Whatever they wanted, if other people bring, so you have plenty of everything, so we want to bring something that'll be missing, right? So why is that called atzlus? So we once said over a Musar Vart, Ramatul Katz tells the Rosh Yeshiva, said over, that Chazal, even if a person has a kavana lishma, but if you search deep, deep down beneath the surface, sometimes that kavana lishma would not have come about if they weren't lacking in a certain mida. Chazal, with their clarity of vision, they saw that if a person would have been a zariz, he never would have made such a cheshbon. The Marshals are famous. Mais and Alta from Slobodka was once sitting with Rabbi Zalman. It was Shavuos morning. The Bachram were up a whole night, no learning. And the Rebbetzin, the Alta's Rebbetzin, used to make nice cakes for the Kiddush early in the morning. So the Bachram were indulging. The Alta tells Rabbi Zalman, no. It's shy that they stayed up just to have the cake here in the morning. So Rabbi Zalman looks at him and says, man, they sat and were in Boston, but they stood up for the cake. So it's a Farish Gemara. It's a Farish Gemara. The Gemara in Moira Kotten says, there was one on Moira that wanted to sit Shiva for his Rebbe. So another on Moira told him, well, it's because Mishnah, because you want to sue this Havara. There's no such Havara, you have to sit Shiva for a Rebbe. It's not you want to sue this Havara. What's the pshat? You know, here a Talmud wants to sit Shiva for his Rebbe. You insult him of such as Achim's only because he wants to sue this Havara. So he says, by station over here, you always have to search. It's a Gevaldik of motivation. There's no question about it. How was it sounding? But actually, deep down inside, there's also, and how also get us through this Havara? You have to search deep down inside and know that the motivations are totally pure. See, here, Chazal, with their clear vision, they saw that there was a tiny little nekuda of atzlus. But I saw somebody showed me a Moedic Pshat, an original Pshat, the Sefer Masas HaMelech, brings down the following. Masas HaMelech quotes a Ksam Sefer in his Hadome to Mesechta Skulin. So he says the following. There's a famous Shiloh from the Radvaz. Shiloh Zichuvus Radvaz. If a person has a choice to do a mitzvah bizrizus, but then it's not going to be so much behidr. If he waits a while, he'll be able to do it more behidr. So which one comes first, zrizus or hidr? It's a big shayla in halacha, the Ramon, Hilchos Rish Chodesh, Simtov Chavov brings down a gavi, Kiddush Levana. So the Ramon says, it's kedai to wait for Meitzoy Shabbos, because then a person is lovers with big day Shabbos, he's also in a busin, he's also in a good mood. So it's better to wait for to be Makadosh Levana then. Mishnah Brewer brings down, but there's many Achronim that disagree. That's good for the Shiloh over here. Is Rizus better, or Midr Yisa is better to do the mitzvah behidr? Says up the Chassam Sefer. Says, Tzayfiyah Alicha is Beisa, the Lechem Aslus Loi Seichel. Who's that going on? It's going on, sorry, you name. The Lechem Aslus Loi Seichel. What's the Pshat? When Avraham Avinu, when the Malachim came to me, he said, Mahari, Shloisim Kemach Soilis, Lushi Vasiu Gais. He mentioned the word Kemach Soilis. So it's not the highest Madrega of Soilis, right? It's Kemach. Soilis, Shabbos Soilis, that used to sift 13 times, that was the highest Madrega of Soilis. You see Avraham Avinu, Vela Bokar, what's Avraham? Everything he ran, he did with his rizos. I saw Rimeinu, by the time she baked the bread, she was piercing the needle and she wasn't able to eat. They weren't able to bring out the bread. What was the machlokes over here? Avraham Avinu held that Zrizus comes before the Yid of Hidr. Sanachanami, you know, it's a Hidr taka to make nice of chalos with soilus and soilus, of Zrizus comes first. And Sari Meinu, he says, that's the way of women also, that they give up on the Zrizus, but they want to make it nicer. And Sari Meinu, by wanting to sift and to sift and to sift and to sift, And to make it a purer bread, the end was that she was piercing either in the middle. That's Shabbat Lechem Atzlus Loisaichel. Not Chas V'Shalom, but sorry, maybe it was an Atzela. But in this prat, where she picked the heder over the Zrizus, that was Geir, that the bread was not eaten. He says, that's the Pshat over here also, that the Lefishim is Atzlu. What's the Pshat? There was a Shail over here, whether to do it with Zrizus, like Avram Avinu's Midah was, or to be Mahadah like the Midah of Zara. The Torah's Megalot does that Avram Avinu was right, the Lechem Atzlus Loisaichel. The fish and the sasa, they wanted to do the heder. Let's see what's best for the Beis HaMikdash. Let's see what the Beis HaMikdash needs most. So not that they were lazy, but they were mavater on the Zrizus for the sake of heder. Maybe they left out the Yud in their name to show that that's not the proper sheet. That's the way the Masas Moshe wants to say, Alpidav San Seifa. Ela Pikudei HaMishkan, Mishkan HaEdus, Asher Puker Alpi Moshe, these are the reckonings of the Mishkan HaEdus, which was reckoned up Himoisha by the Salavim, Biyari Summer, and Anakle. Medrash says, Medrash Shmais Rabbah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Yisrael, when you made the Egel, you got me angry with the Lashon of Ela Elehecha Yisrael. Now that you made the Mishkan, you were misakin it, I'm becoming appeased by you because of Ela Bikudei HaMishkan. The Ela, you got me angry? And with Eli, you're being mafias me by building the Mishkan. What's the connection? The Belt asks the Kasha. The chait of the Eli was because they said, Eli, Eliyach Yisrael. The chait was in the making of the Eli. The Avla was not with the Eli. And the Mile of the Mishkan. They didn't say Eli when they built the Mishkan. So it's Eli, Pikudei HaMishkan. That's Misakin, the Eli, Eliyach Yisrael. Like, what's the Pshat over here? So Chizki Eliezer Kahan, Zeichat Tzadik Levrochet, he says over, what was the pshat when they said Eila Elihecha Yisrael? The Medrash tells us, Kolmokim Shinemar Eila, Posal Asarishayim, and Parshas Mishpatim. Whenever it says the word Eila, it passes the earlier ones. Eila told us Noyach. Noyach was Mufkar over the other ones that Hashem passes. Ve Eila, with the Vav, Ve Eila HaMishpatim, Moisef Alarishayim. When Klal Yisrael said Eila Elihecha Yisrael, they were passing up the Kabbalah Satori that they just made. The Eila, this is a new matzah. When they went to the Mishkan, they said Eila Bikudei HaMishkan. They were passing up what they did by the Egel, and now they were returning once again to that original Kabbalah of Matan Torah. That's the way he learned a simple pshat in the Medrash. Eila passes what was done before. Eila Elihecha Yisrael passes Kabbalah Satori. Eila Bikudei HaMishkan. That passes what they did by the Eila. What's the Bir HaDvarim? The Bir HaDvarim is that by Kabbalah Satara they said Nasir and Ishmael we're totally Meshabbat ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we're not going to make a move without HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They went ahead and they made an Eagle on their own. They played with the Shor and Shemayim. They mamish did Zachan, which was, they at best, they didn't ask an Eitzah. At worst, it was an Avodah Zarah. So Eila Lehecha Yisrael, they said, now it's a new matzah. You know, Kabbalah Satayra is Kabbalah Satayra. Now that Moshe Rabbeinu is not around, we'll be more free in the way we make our decisions. So the Eila, they were passing the matzah of before. But when they saw the repercussions of what happened, the terrible Einish and the terrible Avodah they did, they went back to the Mishkan. The Mishkan is the symbol of being Makar ourselves, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Eila Pikudei HaMishkan, we're passing that idea that we took on by the Egel, and now we're taking upon ourselves to be Meshavet ourselves again. If you look at the whole parasha over here, parashas Vayakel, it says the words Kashetiva Hashem Esmoisha 18 times. Kashetiva Hashem Esmoisha, Kashetiva Hashem Esmoisha. That's this idea over here. We're doing something because Kashetiva Hashem Esmoisha. Whereas by the Egel, we used our Egel to say, oh, now we're doing it Kashetiva Hashem Esmoisha. Kol ha-zohav ha-osu l'malachim v'chol melechaz ha-kaydesh. And it gives a whole cheshbin of what the zohav was. Number one, how much zohav was donated. But it does not say what was done with the zohav. By the kesef and by the nechoshes, it says how much kesef was donated and exactly what was done with the kesef. By the nechoshes, it says how much nechoshes was donated and what was done with the nechoshes. But it doesn't say that by the Zohar. By the Zohar, it says the amount. It does not say what was done with it. So the Ibn Ezra is Ma'ir the Shaila. Why is it that by the gold, it does not say the protum of what was done with the Zav, and only by the kesem of the Nechoshes does it say exactly what was done with it. So Moshe Sternbuch, Shlita, in the Sefer Tam Vadas, says a beautiful teretz. Moshe Sternbuch says that the whole sibah why Moshe Rabbeinu had to give a whole din of a cheshmet for the Mishnah was why. Medrash says, because when Tzani Adar, they said, oh, look, Moshe, look how he looks very good looking, you know, he's eating very geschmack, you know, it's mistana because of the, you know, the money he's taking in from the Mishnah. So because of the late Tzani Adar, Moshe Rabbeinu had to give a cheshmet and give a cheshmet of exactly how much was taken in and exactly what was done with it. So the teva of a stingy guy is that it takes you a while to coach him to give. And finally he gives a little bit, and then he wants to know a din v'cheshmer of what was done with it. The little bit that he finally gave b'daychit, I want to know exactly what my money went for. But the derech chal nedivei halei, you don't have to press them to give, and they give a nice amount, and they trust, you know. Just those that gave zohar, they were the nedivei halei. Them, you didn't have to give it them the chesh before they gave the rafis, and they trusted that it was the people that only gave kesef and sub, they gave with more of a stinginess. Those are the people that you have to watch out for, and for them you have to give that din v'cheshmen. Those zokt, Ramoshe Sternbuch, a nice pshat. I just want to repeat over a ma'ase, talking about the Nyanim of the Mishkan. The next machshava is a little bit of a longer machshava. I want to repeat over a niflidik ma'ase I heard this week. My son, who just got married, he was by a drosha in Lakewood in Rabbi Gissinger's shul. So there's a Rabbi Altuski from Yeshiva, from Yeshiva's...
He's
a Scheinberg's ankle.
Tarar,
yeah. So he spoke in the shul and he said over this following story, an incredible story, which in all for the Borsa mentions it, Beremiza. I once saw it, Beremiza, in the biography of the Chofetz Chaim, but he said it over with every pitch of kid, the way he heard it from his great uncle, Rav Nachum David Herman. That's Yaakov Yosef Herman's son. So he said over the following mice, Rav Nachum David Herman learned in the mirror. It was the early 30s, late 20s. He learned in the mirror in Poland. So one day he gets a letter from his father, Yaakov Yosef, and in it is a letter in an envelope, and he tells him, go right away to the Chofetz Chaim and give him over this letter. It's the middle of his mind. So he had to go in to Yeruchim, to Mashgiach, Rishus, to go to the Chofetz Chaim. So he asked him Rishus. He said, my father says it's important. So Yeruchim says, if your father says it's important, you got to go in the middle of his mind. He says, but do me a favor, I want to hear what it was all about. That's what Yeruchim told us to Nachum, Nachum David Herman. Fine. He travels to the Chofetz Chaim. The Chofetz Chaim was middle of a chavrusa. The Chofetz Chaim tells the chavrusa that at 10 o'clock there's going to be a guest arriving here for me. He says, so we're going to have to be masik. Nobody told the Chofetz Chaim in advance, but the Chofetz Chaim says at 10 o'clock there's going to be a guest arriving. Fine. Nachum David arrives, and he has a letter. The Chofetz Chaim couldn't read anymore. So the Chofetz Chaim says, Hagam, the letter's addressed to me, but I can't read, so read me the letter. So Nachum David opened up the envelope, and the following is what it said in the letter, and it came with a separate piece of paper as well. Yaakov Yosef had someone that came to his shir, used to give a shir. One of the people that attended his shir had come from Eretz Yisrael, was living in America. He told Rav Yaakov Yosef the following. I was working in my field one time, together with an Arab worker. We had to get this rock out of the field. It was stuck in the thing. We tried to push it and push it. It was heavy. We finally pushed it out together. And I noticed that there was a cavern going down under the ground. I wanted to see what it was. I told the Arab to lower me into the ground. I want to see what it is. Came down there, and the place was lit up, Amish, very bright, and I saw the Aron HaEibus, I saw the Kruvim, I saw other Kelim of the Beis HaMikdash. I was down there for long, the Arabs already getting nervous, pulling on the thing. I had to come up. He says, what was down there? I didn't want to tell him. tell me what was down there. I saw it, I'm not gonna be able to get out of it. I had to lower him down there. But I understood that if he comes back up, I'm not gonna be alive anymore. He's gonna probably take care of me because he's gonna wanna take what's down there. I lowered him down, I threw the rope down, put the stone on top. That was the end of that. And the Mela had to run away. And he ran to America. He was afraid that they would come after him. He made a map of exactly where it was. It was near Har HaZeh. He simply made exactly a map of where this thing was located. And he wanted to know from the Chofetz Chaim, he wanted to know what Yaakov Yosef says about it. So he sent this letter to the Chofetz Chaim with the map. So Chofetz Chaim told him, Nachum David, wait for me, I have to be Isaac in this Indian. He came back about 2 hours later after going through certain svarim or whatever, and he says, it's an accurate map. That's taka where the Erev, the Kalim, was supposed to be. He brought, asked someone to bring a match. He lit the thing, he burnt it. He burnt the map, and he told him Nachum David that he's going to forget about it. And he says, when you go back and Rabbi Yerucham asks you what it was about, you tell him that it's not supposed to be spoken about. He knew about that also. It's not supposed to be spoken about. Then afterwards, they had to go to Mincha. And after he went to Mincha, they spoke in a, what they thought was a private place, but there were people listening in. So Chofetz Chaim said at this moment, the Tsar of England is very much the Koyach, and there's nothing I can do about him. And Rav Nachum David had no idea what he was talking about. He didn't press him. He says, there is a younger man that knows what to do about it, but you didn't ask him, you asked me. You know, what he meant by that, he didn't know. But there were those that overheard the conversation. They knew that the Chofetz Chaim and Rav Chaim Oizer used to refer to the Chazon Ish as the younger man. And Weisslich, he knew apparently the Tsar of England had a shlita over Eretz Yisrael now, what to do about it. The Chofetz Chaim did not know what to do about it. The Chazon Ish, Weisslich, he didn't know what to do about it. So Chofetz Chaim told this Nachum David, take Seder Laderech, because he can have a long trip ahead. He said, I don't have a long trip. I just got to go to the mirror. It's not far. He says, you need Seder Laderech, you can have a long trip. He said, no, you can have a long trip. The minute he arrived near the Mir, he heard that there was a shidduch read in Varsha. He had to travel all the way to Varsha, so he needed to take the ladar that the Chofetz Chaim told him to take. This was the Maisa Shahaya, the way he said it over. He heard it from his great uncle, Rav Nachum David Herman. Good Shabbos, everybody.